All right, this is Beyond the Badge, and I'm here with Chief Tony Mason of Midvale. And Chief, tell me a little bit about the detective and why you nominated her.
Detective Archuleta, more affectionately known to all of us as Archie, Detective Archie, is the resource officer up at Hillcrest High School, and she has done such an amazing job up there. I don't even know how to begin, but I think the most main ingredient that I think any police officer has to have to be a good police officer is they need to care about the people. And boy, she exemplifies that. She cares so much for the students up there. She cares for the people that she serves. She cares to the point where she really bends over backwards to do everything she can to help everybody up there. She's instituted programs up there to help the kids up there as far as following up with any problems that they've had to make sure that they follow through with the processes of the programs that they're put on, and she helps coach the women's softball team. And she does all this with her own time. And then she put in together a program just recently on distracted driving. I think one of the main things that we need to worry about in today's society is the distracted driving, particularly with the kids, because they get in the car and they want to visit back and forth, and they tend to get on their phones. Adults do too, obviously, but
I worry about that with my kids.
But she put together a program for distracted driving that's just second to none. I mean, she went so far as to produce a program, a little video that she's put together that she's shown to all the students out there and kind of demonstrates some of the dangers of distracted driving. Mm-hmm. She's met with them in their classrooms. She's met with them in assemblies. She's acquired some thumb bands that they all, I've given them to all the students that say, I don't text or drive, I don't recall what they say, just to kind of help as more reminders to that. But she just doesn't do anything halfway. She goes all the way with everything she does. Just an amazing detective.
Before I talk to her, may I just ask you, how important is it that a relationship, a good relationship, is formed between police officers and young people at that age?
It's very important because it's something that will carry on throughout the lifetime of the child that they're dealing with. And if you can go up there to the high school and talk to any of the students up there, and they all just absolutely love Detective Archie, and they'll talk about her, and she develops these rapports with them so that they feel comfortable in coming in and talking to her. They feel comfortable in coming in and making sure that she is aware of things that she should be aware of as a police officer. Mm-hmm. And she handles it very discreetly with them, and she just does everything she can to try and make sure that all their problems are resolved. Mm-hmm. And so it's extremely important.
I know most people know what a resource officer is, but for those who don't, will you tell me what that is?
It's an officer that's assigned specifically to a school, and that's what their primary duty is, to go up there and be at the school in case there's any problems up there, to get to know all the kids up there, to help deal with any issues that come on up there. She also teaches law enforcement classes at the school as part of this, and basically just developing this connection between all the students up there and the police department.
Chief, thank you for telling us about Detective Cynthia Archuleta. Okay, Detective, I want to ask you, first of all, why you got into law enforcement.
I got into law enforcement over 15 years ago. I started my career as a correctional officer in the Salt Lake County Jail. I was close friends and neighbors with Sheriff Aaron Kennard at the time. And when I graduated from college, he sent an application in the mail, and I completed it, and I sent it in. And next thing I knew, I was in the Correctional Academy, and I didn't know what I had gotten myself into. But I learned to love it, and that's really where I started my career, was in the jail. And shortly after, I put on my application to go on the road and became a deputy for the Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office, and which is now the Unified Police Department of Greater Salt Lake. And it's been a wonderful career, and I've had a lot of opportunities to do many wonderful things with the police department and in law enforcement.
How long have you been at Hillcrest High School?
This is my third year at Hillcrest High School, and it's been an absolutely amazing job opportunity.
I mean, we don't talk about, but what an important, as the chief said, what an important relationship, that to the point where they have a nickname for you, that they have a love for the officer who works in their school. I don't know if I've heard of that before.
Yeah, I mean, primarily my duties is to protect and to keep people safe, and but I think most importantly is to build relationships with the kids, and not only with the students, but with the faculty and the administrators and everyone I am there to serve and protect. And it's important to build relationships and make everybody happy up there at the school.
Yeah. What's your biggest challenge in a high school?
I think probably for me the biggest challenge is I just have a big heart for these kids, and when they're off track and not attending school and having truancy problems, and they tend to get caught up in a path that leads to bad choices. And I think the most challenging thing for me is to be that person that they can look up to, that they can confide in, that they can trust, that they can respect, so that when I do catch them and walk them to class, that I can help teach them that education is the most important thing in their lives, and that graduating and getting that high school diploma is the most important thing in their young lives at this time. Mm-hmm. And so probably just trying to keep them on track and gaining their trust so I can help them, you know, down that path.
And try and keep them safe on the roads. The chief mentioned that you've done something with texting and driving. Tell me more about that.
So I was assigned, Midvale City and the Unified Police Department decided to educate the community about the dangers of distracted driving. And so it's the most important place you can educate that would be in the high school, because teenage drivers are just more susceptible for crashes due to distraction, because the reality is they're not experienced. And when they get behind the wheel, they can't simply drive and talk to their friends. Something as simple as just having their friends in the car is one of the leading causes. It is the leading cause to teen crashes, followed closely by texting. Obviously, kids nowadays with all the social media and social applications, they're always so excited to see who's texting them and who sent them a Snapchat or who sent them a message on Facebook that they just can't wait. They feel like they need to do both behind the wheel, and they're just not experienced enough to juggle and multitask that many activities while driving.
What do you tell them to do?
I tell them not to look at their phones. I say park your phone is one of my advertisements. Park the phone before you get behind the wheel is what I taught them to do. And did put together a video and educated all the students and the faculty. It's a good reminder, not only for kids, but for adults even. And
can we see that video?
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. I can get that for you. I have it downloaded on the Hillcrest High School webpage, so anyone can have access to view that as well.
Because I think that's something that we'd all benefit. When you can. I want to ask you just one more question before I let you go, and that is there something unique about being a female officer that, rather than just being a police officer, that we should understand?
Oh, I think, being a law enforcement officer, it's a tough job, and it's not for everybody, especially in today's society. It can be real tough. But I think that female officers can contribute to the police department differently than males can. And sometimes we can tend to be a little more passionate and sometimes a little more big-hearted and more caring. Not to say that male officers are not, but sometimes people feel more comfortable to confide in females versus male officers.
It is a time that I think can be challenging to be a police officer. May I just say thank you from everyone in the community for the work that you do, and we're so grateful that there are people like you doing it. Detective, thank you so much for the hard work that you do.
Thank you very much. I'm very humbled and honored to be here today and to talk with you, and I absolutely love law enforcement, love my career, and love the department and the people that I serve, especially Chief Mason, who believes in me and supports me all the time. I strive to make him proud every single day. So
I think you've done that.
Thanks.
And all of us, too. Thank you, Detective, and thank you, Chief. This is Beyond the Badge on KSL News Radio.